Blog Talk Radio.
A licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing quality products that your animals deserve at a value that you can appreciate. Look for the ManaPro products at a dealer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Thursday, August 5th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our new monthly e-newsletter, the Chicken Scratch, and, of course, get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear, including hats and T-shirts. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I want to invite you to come on in and join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you two can come on into the chat room, sit a spell, have a great time, and talk about everything backyard poultry, show poultry, and self-sustaining lifestyle. Also would like you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all, first-time listeners and regular listeners. Thank you for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
eggcartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Jen and I booked our hotel room at Priceline and saved a boatload of money. See you at the National Fair in Ohio.
Priceline is on the air.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I want to let everybody know who's listening live right now that I did get a couple of reports that the chat room was being a little difficult today. I'm not sure why. Heard from a couple of people they were having a hard time entering and accessing the live chicken chat room. So keep trying, folks. I did reboot it once, and it seemed to help a little bit. So keep on trying. It's a little bit light in there right now. But keep on trying. We always have a great time in the live chicken chat room. You can come on in, sit a spell, make some new friends all over the country, and have a great time, carry on, get tickled about things that are said on the radio and things that are said in the chat room. So keep trying if you're trying to log into the chat room. It is open. It's just a little bit light today. Maybe there's some technical difficulties, or maybe everybody's trying to get into the chat room at once. So hope you're having a great day today. So glad you're here. I do have a little special announcement to make. Pat, if you remember yesterday, my regularly scheduled co-host, Pat Foreman, author and poultry advocate, she's not able to join us today. She was with us yesterday until 1. Sometimes she gets called into the pharmacy, and today she's covering the pharmacy all day, and so she will not be able to join us at all today. So we are going to miss my regular co-host, Pat Foreman. We'll miss her today. Due to the long extended show, there may be other shows that she'll have to break away at 1 when she gets called in. And so, but we'll miss her today. But I do have a very, very special co-host that's going to be joining us today. And he happens to be what we hope to be a future poultry scientist. And most importantly, he is my number one fan and in many different ways. So I am now going to welcome live on the radio my co-host for today, Brighton Duncan. Hey, Brighton, how are you today?
Good.
All right. How you doing? You having a good time?
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, I want to say I appreciate you taking care of the goats for me this morning. I know you like to do that, and they sure do appreciate that calf manna you've been giving them every morning and evening from ManaPro. So I appreciate you doing that, and don't be eyeing my chickens now. I mean, I know I have a few out there that may be show-worthy, and I know you show a lot of chickens, but don't be eyeing Ruby now. She's a good-looking chick, but she's all mine, okay?
Yeah.
Brighton, I believe, is 9 years old, and he knows so much about poultry. In fact, some of the regular listeners know that he is quite the frequent caller. Brighton is homeschooled, and like so many other homeschoolers across the country that do participate and listen to the show, they kind of work it into their curriculum, if you will, every day. So welcome to all of our homeschoolers that listen in every day. And but Brighton knows an awful lot about poultry. In fact, he is a frequent caller and winner, I must say, of our chicken trivia contest. And speaking of chicken trivia contest, we've had a really, really fun time lately on our Facebook page with the Facebook fan contest. We had 2 last night. I was whooped. So we only had two, and I hit the sack a little bit earlier. I don't know what it was yesterday, if it was the heat or if it's just the early mornings that are starting to get to me now, and with Jen having to wake up early and head to school, or school starting next week and whatnot. But I hit the sack a little bit early last night. But let me cover a couple of Facebook fan contest questions that we had last night. Pretty interesting. The first question we had, really for the longtime listeners and followers of the Chicken Whisperer, but the first question was, the first person to post the five major cities that I visited in April on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour will win an awesome prize package from ManaPro. And we had about 44 comments on this. Lots of people were guessing. They were looking. They were Googling all the press releases that we issue and things like that. And we ended up, when I started doing a little bit of research, too, there was a technicality, is that the five I was thinking of, one of them was in very late March, March 27th, and that was the one in Statesboro, Georgia, actually Savannah, Georgia, Statesboro, Georgia area. And so the gentleman who actually posted the four in April, the major cities that I visited, actually won, Fritz, up in Ringgold, Georgia. So, but that would have been Nashville, Dallas, St. Louis, and New York. And of course, I had the fifth one in there. I had Statesboro / Savannah. I would have taken either one of those cities to name the five. So that was the first question we had. The second question, a little bit more difficult, but it was the first person to name at least two breeds that are allowed to have two different types of combs as recognized by the standard of perfection. The first person to name at least two breeds that are allowed to have two different types of combs as recognized by the standard of protection will also win a ManaPro prize package. And so we always have fun on our Facebook page throughout the day. It could be after the show. It could be in the evenings. It could be late afternoon. We occasionally have Facebook fan contests, and you can win some great prizes. Speaking of great prizes, Brighton, today at the very end of the radio show, being that it's Thursday, every Thursday is sponsored by McMurray Hatchery, and Matthew's going to be here joining us. I've got some questions to ask him about the new McMurray Hatchery iPhone apps that they've released, which are really cool and exciting. So we'll be getting a little bit of information about that. We'll be getting some information about the photo contest they have in. And also McMurray Hatchery, this is crazy because this is the third week in a row that they've done this. It's amazing how they can do it, but we sure do appreciate it. Today being Thursday, McMurray Hatchery is going to be sponsoring the Chicken Trivia Contest at the end of today's show. And again, third week in a row, they have provided for us a beautiful limited edition numbered print signed by the artist, limited to 500. So it is numbered. Your print will be one of only 500, signed by the artist, original artwork from McMurray Hatchery. That'll be our prize for today. I think it's got a retail value of $40, suitable for framing. Beautiful, beautiful artwork. 3 weeks in a row that they provided beautiful artwork for this show. So that's exciting. So we'll be doing that the last 15 minutes of the show today. And in fact, not to put her on the spot, but since another one of our guests today is going to be Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, small flock specialist, professor. Maybe we'll have her while I'm talking to Matthew and going to commercial break. Maybe she can come up with a really cool trivia question. Not too hard, not at the PhD level, but not at the little novice level either. Somewhere in the middle. This is a great. We can't just give this great prize away. So we'll have a medium level chicken trivia contest at the end of the show today, and the question will come directly from Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, who's going to be talking to all of us, teaching us about poultry clubs for adults and children, all kinds across the country, the benefits of all of these and how active they are and what programs that they have. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You're not going to miss that. If you know somebody who's an FFA, 4-H, APA, ABA youth programs all across the country, call them, tell them to tune in, talking about poultry clubs for adults and children on today's radio show. All right, since I know he's a very, very busy gentleman, working lots for McMurray Hatchery, we're going to go ahead and bring on live to the show Matthew with, of course, McMurray Hatchery. Matthew, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Andy.
Yep, and of course, my wonderful co-host today, happens to be Brighton, 9-year-old future poultry scientist himself. So, Brighton, chime in whenever you like. If you have any comments and whatnot, we're glad to have you. But, Matthew, first off, you tell us what kind of news you have for us first. And then, of course, I definitely want to hear all about the new McMurray Hatchery iPhone apps. Very cool. So we'll let you start, though.
Okay. I wanted to give a quick update on the photo contest.
Okay.
We have, last I checked, nearly 1,700 photos, so we're kind of overwhelmed at the number of photos we've gotten. We're going to close it to new entries at the end of the day today. So if you've got photos that you want to enter into the contest, today's the last day to enter them. But we've decided to extend for another week the rating and commenting on the photos. Mm-hmm. So we're going to leave that part of it, the photo gallery, open for another week, and then we'll work on selecting the semifinalists from what we've got. And a lot of really nice photos in there. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about the chicken breed selector. That's the iPhone application that we just released, and it's really a pretty useful app. It basically you can enter different criteria that you're looking for in a chicken, such as, you know, egg laying ability. Do you want something that lays good, or do you want something that lays excellent? What color eggs do you want? Different things that have to do with their temperament. Will they hatch out eggs? Will they go broody? Are they likely to do that or not? Are they calm, or are they more excitable or active? Ability to free range. A lot of people are free ranging their chickens, so that would be important for them. Whether a chicken's good for producing meat, or what its body size is. You know, several other attributes, cold tolerance. And I've been experimenting with it. I think the most useful way I've found to use it is to, if you'll start with a characteristic that is most important to you and just limit it to that first. Once you get into the application, you can, like, say you cared most about something that would go broody, then you'd select better or best for broodiness, and then at any time in the application you can there's a button at the bottom called Show List, and as soon as you've selected even just one criteria, like a tendency to go broody, then you could do Show List, and it'll show you all the breeds that match that, so all the breeds that have a good tendency to go broody. And then you can click on any one of those, and then there's a previous and next button up at the top that'll let you cycle through all the breeds that match your criteria. So I found that the most useful way to do it is to start with one attribute, get a list of those birds, and then if the list is pretty narrow, then you're not going to be able to narrow it down much further. But if there's a lot of different breeds that show up, then you can go back to selections and pick the thing that's second most important to you, like, say, ability to free range. And then mm-hmm. we select that as good, and then choose, and then show list again. And you can kind of work your list, whittle the list down to just the breeds that meet the characteristics that you're the most interested in.
I'm guessing that, you know, okay, I love this, because when I first saw this posted, I thought, this is really clever. This is really cool. It's kind of like high tech for poultry lovers. And I went and I watched the YouTube video that you have out on that. And I love the fact that it's called Chick Selector. I mean, with all seriousness, folks, this is really cool. And it's very, very helpful when you're, you know, when you're trying to select, especially if you're a newbie and you're trying to select the, you know, a chicken that's best right for you, and you can put in all your specifics and what's important to you. But then you know, and it's got to be going around the office, some of the awesome jokes that can come around this. When I talked to you on the phone earlier, I was like, you were telling us about all the different categories and poultry categories and ease of broodiness and temperament and things like that, which is great. But I just love that it's called Chick Selector, number one. And, of course, their comments like long walks on the beach or and things like that. You can pick out the best chick for you. It's almost kind of like eHarmony, but for chicken lovers, I guess. And you can sit there. It's really a cool app, not to make fun because it's really cool, but, I mean, the jokes that are there because it's called Chick Selector, then you get to choose, you know, the best chick for you. I just love it. I think I would, if it was me and I came up with the idea, I would be promoting that and having some fun with it as well. It's just the opportunity is there. But I went and I looked at the YouTube. It was awesome. I use BlackBerry, not iPhone, but still, if it was something that I could use, I definitely would. I mean, you can imagine with the kids and the show and the FFA and the 4-H, but especially the newbies. Now, we did have a question. I know you've answered this for me, but will one day something like this be available on your website? So if they don't have iPhone, they can go to your website and say, okay, oh my gosh, over 200 different breeds. How do I choose instead of having to read every single breed and every single catalog? Is this something that y'all may consider putting on your website?
Yeah, this is definitely something that's in the works. And we've also gotten a number of suggestions of putting it on the Android, so that's something that we're looking at, mm-hmm. too. And, mm-hmm. Two, we've gotten some feedback on it, but if people have suggestions, we are actively working on it and are going to be releasing some improvements to it. So if you have suggestions, things you'd like to see done differently or you think we could improve on it, please let us know.
Perfect. Yeah, and there's another one too about animal selector. But you got sounds of different animals. I thought that was I just saw that one maybe yesterday.
Yeah, we just put that one out yesterday. It's it's got it in English, Spanish, and German, and basically has a number of different animals and a number of pictures of each animal, and you can hear those sounds that the animals make, and it'll say, I forget the exact wording on it, but, you know, the hen says, bark, 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 or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, it's...
That's awesome. That's awesome, too. So,
yeah.
Are y'all doing that in? That's just so cool. And, I think the Chick Selector number one has a huge, huge... need out there because of people's research. I'm looking for this breed. I'm looking for that breed. We even had on the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup group yesterday someone talking about wanting to get Polish, they don't have chickens yet, and some people were putting their two cents in about that, especially the males being a little bit aggressive, this, that, and the other, and they almost not really changed her mind, but she was like, well, maybe now looking at this, maybe that's not such a good breed for me to start out with regarding the Polish, but they're great conversation pieces and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
I think that can be absolutely a great tool to use other than the catalog, and it shows that the poultry companies, the hatcheries, and everybody else in this industry are trying to keep up with the times, both the younger crowd and the high tech things that are available to benefit poultry as well. So I think kudos to you guys for coming out with that and accommodating the younger crowd, making it a little bit different, a little bit interesting, a little bit interactive and fun and high tech. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All righty, so we've covered, let's see, we've got the photo contest that's going on. You get your photos in very quickly. You'll still have time after they close it to new photos to vote for your favorites. And then, of course, Matthew will be on announcing the semifinalists, I'm sure, and then the finalists and the big winners of all three of the different types of contests that they're having. And then definitely if you have iPhone, you can get that app at iTunes. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. To think of an easy way to point people to it. What I can do, I'll put up an announcement later today on our blog about it. So you could just go to blog.mcmurrayhatchery.com and it'll have the links. We don't have them up there right now, but we'll get them up there this afternoon. I have the links to where you can see the video of the application working on YouTube, see a video of it, and then where you can get more details about the application or order it and download it at the iTunes site.
Excellent. That sounds really good. And Matthew, I want to say thank you very much today for providing this another beautiful piece of artwork. It's called The Morning Strut, and a print, numbered, signed, $40 value, very beautiful. The comments I've been getting from these are absolutely wonderful, both on Facebook and when we have the chicken trivia contest. So it looks like we have a question lined up already from Dr. McCray a little bit later. I think my co-host, Brighton, actually, Matthew, has a question for you. Matthew, Brighton, go ahead. Ask your question to Matthew.
How many breeds total is on the chicks, the letter?
I meant to pull that number before I got on the show, and I'm not sure exactly. Let me see if you can hold on just a minute. I can find that out.
Sure.
For you.
No problem. No problem at all. Well, I want to say real quick while you're looking that up, Brighton, I appreciate you joining us today. And Brighton, again, is 9 years old. He shows poultry. He's a member of the ABA youth programs and is getting ready for this show season. I know we've talked about traveling and what shows that we might be at together and what breeds he's going to be showing this year. So very, very knowledgeable and frequent caller and winner. But, of course, since he's participating today as my co-host, he will not be eligible for today's contest. Sorry, Brighton. I know that's kind of stinky for you, but you just never know. All righty, Matthew, we're back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I've got that. We've got 100 breeds in there.
Okay, great.
100?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Matthew.
Cool. You're welcome.
All right. Well, Matthew, thank you very much for joining us today. Every Thursday is sponsored by McMurray Hatchery, and Matthew comes on, tell us about any specials they have going on and contests that they have and all these cool iPhone apps that they've coming out with. So always keeping us updated on things that are going on at McMurray Hatchery, and we do appreciate you. Thank you so much. We hope you have a great week and a great weekend.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, how cool is that? An iPhone app for a breeder chick selector, I think it's called, chick selector. And, of course, there's, oh my gosh, a whole mountain full of jokes. We can go there. But what a great and useful product. I mean, especially for the first-timer, instead of having to flip through 200-plus different breeds, trying to decide, asking people, you can go right there and narrow it down based on the characteristics you want. So that is very, very cool. Tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to go over here to Chickens in the News very quick. Wanted to get Matthew on. We'll have Chickens in the News, and then we're going to take a commercial break. We'll bring on Dr. McCray, and she'll be starting to talk about chicken clubs around the country for both adults and children. And posted this yesterday. Yesterday, it cranks the wire, and I just want to read this to you. It's very short, but it's a very interesting article. D.C. makes a peck of trouble for chicken owners. Yep, our nation's capital, D.C. D.C. makes a peck of trouble for chicken owners. And this comes to us from Adrian Higgins from the Washington Post. Some people call it the Washington Compost. She is the gardening columnist, the Washington Compost. At the bottom of his long, narrow Capitol Hill garden, Sam Payne, 5 years old, finds a worm to feed the Flash. Flash is a chocolate-colored bird in that awkward stage of chickenhood, somewhere between chick and hen. In other words, it's a started bird. Flash also has a deformed leg. Sam's sister, Maxine 7, explains why they have to care especially for the crippled bird. He's smaller than the other birds because he can't feed himself so well, she says. Stretch is the name of another young hen with the same malady. Three others are sound and bigger. When I went to see them the other day, the five were housed in a fancy light blue chicken coop and adjoining run that the chicken that the children built with their parents. Bob Payne and Laura Takis around the coop around the coop and extending throughout the bottom half of the garden. Containers are bursting with tomatoes and other summer vegetables. A perfect closed loop is in the works here. The vegetable scraps go to the chickens. The birds will provide eggs in a few weeks, and their waste can go into the compost bin for the garden. The hens will also eat slugs, ticks, and weeds, and they earn their keep. The children, thus, are enjoying the sort of modern urban childhood we have all been advocating. At a formative moment in their lives, Sam and Maxine are connecting to nature and learning a measure of self-sufficiency and environmental stewardship that will stand them and the planet in a good stead for the rest of their lives. But not so fast. By the time you read this, the five chickens will have been run out of town. Boo. Mom and Dad are trying to explain to the children why the coop and their lives are suddenly so empty. The children will have to use it as a submarine, said Bob Payne, looking down on the elaborate structure. The Paynes are not the first pet chicken owners to run afoul of the district's animal laws, but they are among the first who thought they could comply with its strict regulations because of the layout of their backyard, which is 20 feet wide, 100 feet deep, and adjoins two alleys. They were able to meet the rule that a coop had to be at least 50 feet from any other structure. They applied for a permit, got the nod from their neighbors, and worked with the D.C. Health Department to construct and locate the coop. Abruptly, the process was frozen and the chickens declared illegal. The department's lawyers decided that the animals' regulations allowing chickens are superseded by a contradictory statute banning poultry and other creatures not specifically allowed. It's the law, the Department of Health. Can't change that, said Diana Iverson, the department spokesperson. We are just the enforcement agency. Yeah, way to cop out of that one, Dina. It's the law. Department of Health can't change that. We're just the enforcement agency. Don't blame us. The young hens have been sent to a farm in Virginia until their legal status can be resolved. No, folks, I'm not talking about Arizona. I'm not talking about the southern border of this country. I'm talking about chickens, because here in Washington, D.C., the young hens have been sent to a farm in Virginia until their legal status can be resolved. Sounds like another issue we're dealing with in the country. Chicken fans are hoping the D.C. Council will change the law, but that may take weeks. It may take forever. In the District of Columbia, the wheels of government can grind slowly. In the past few years, other major cities across the nation have moved quickly to permit backyard chickens, typically allowing a small number of hens, no roosters, and poultry for eggs only, not meat. Hens, honeybees, vegetable gardens, these are the components of an urban back-to-the-land movement that has created a cultural shift towards self-sufficiency for all sorts of real good and lofty reasons. Controlling food security and cost, reducing our carbon footprint, and not least, returning a sense of control to what we stick in our mouths. But the district appears unmoved by such forces and is in no rush to join cities like Baltimore, Denver, New York, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Seattle to permit chickens. Payne says honeybees, similarly, are banished under the new ruling. He has put on hold plans to get a colony of tour bees. A few months ago, under Capitol Hill, chicken fancier Carolyn Ernest was encouraged by signs that the district was warming to the idea of home poultry. After authorities sent her chickens packing, she found a friend in council member Tommy Wells, who introduced a bill that would have allowed her and her young children to keep hens again. The property did not meet the setback requirements. Wells sent the legislation to the Committee on Health, where it has languished. The committee has a full plate over the coming months, considering such matters as how to affect the changes in federal health care law and preserve hospital care for the poor. These are important affairs, and chickens are way back in the legislative pecking order. Ernest helped organize a group called the D.C. Hen Coalition and hopes to meet in a few weeks with the mayor's office as a part of her campaign. We really miss them, she said. They were great pets. All righty. And so we got some comments in the chat room, like, I wonder what would happen if the Obama girls wanted chickens. And boo, and hiss, and everything else that's in there. And of course, they can, I'm not even going to go there when we talk about the chickens were sent away due to their legal status. Not even going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. This show is all about keeping backyard poultry. All right, and that comes to us from the Washington Post, from Adrian Higgins, and all about backyard chickens given the boot and deported from D.C. How about that? All righty, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Bridget McCray all about poultry clubs for adults and children. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back right after this.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today. Oh, what a disturbing article. The whole town in Washington, D.C. is run by turkeys, but chickens aren't allowed. Go figure. Alrighty, it is now time to welcome Dr. Bridget McCray, Ph.D., poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist to the show, talking all about poultry clubs for adults and children. Bridget, welcome to the show. What are we going to have to do to just drill this information into these people's brains about the benefits of backyard poultry? What else can we do?
You can't convince everybody of everything.
That's
some
true. I don't
just,
care who you...
Some people just, they can't be convinced of other points of view. They don't have the
That's
skill.
That's true.
You never,
yeah,
just
but you see,
work around them.
No, Nobody ever in the whole world ever, as long as I live, will be able to convince me to get a cat. Never, ever, ever, period. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't – my neighbor wants a cat. That's fine. I got another neighbor that has a cat. That's fine. But no one's ever going to convince me that I want a cat. But that doesn't mean I don't think that you shouldn't have a cat if you want one. So I just – it's just amazing that because I – you know, they – okay, that's another show. Let's talk about poultry clubs for adults and children. And I'm anxious to hear what club you're going to get started with first.
Well, I'm actually going to start with a club that you've already mentioned, and I think your co-host, Mr. Brighton, might be able to help me talk a little bit about this club to which he belongs.
Great.
Brighton, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Bridget.
How are you?
Good.
Well, what's the big national poultry club that you're part of when you go to chicken shows?
The APA?
Youth program. Yeah, very good. Well, I'm going to start with some of the youth clubs in the activities that people can participate in. Because I know your listeners are both single folks as well as parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and you might have people who enjoy your chickens when they come visit, and, well, they might get chickens of their own. And if they have kids, there's opportunities for them to learn more about poultry, to learn about the food that they eat, eggs and meat, and to also understand poultry keeping in general and how many different sciences and business areas that it actually encompasses. So it does teach you life skills. The APA-ABA Youth Poultry Club does a little bit of that. It's one of the few clubs where you have to pay to join. It's $8 a year, which is a very reasonable fee. And so when you join the club, you get a membership card, and you also get to get started in the ACE program. There's also a newsletter. So starting at age 5, youngsters can participate in this program and gradually step their way up in knowledge and have tests of their knowledge to see if they're learning and actually achieving goals in gaining poultry knowledge. And just like in the classroom in schools, you know, you have gradual assessments of are you actually studying, are you actually gaining knowledge, how much do you know now versus how much you knew a year ago. So one of the things that people can do is if you go to poultry shows and you get into that area of interest, which I encourage folks to do, especially younger people, because as we all know, we have a preponderance of an older generation who raise poultry, but there aren't very many young people out there, and we don't want to lose the fancy. So if you're interested, you can go to a poultry show, see if they have a youth poultry club representative, and then see if you can't participate in their program. So that's the first one that I wanted to talk to you about. Now, Brighton, where are you in that club?
Let's see. I'm in the flock.
Ah, you're at the flock level. Very good. All right. Well, as we all know, there are other clubs out there, and also staying on the youth topic, you could also join 4-H. 4-H is something that I talk about quite a bit because I started my poultry career in 4-H. But alternatively, if you don't have 4-H or you don't have a good 4-H club in your area, of course you can turn to the APA-ABA Youth Poultry Program. Or you can do both. Now, for 4-H, for those of you who are out there who may not be very familiar with 4-H, every county in the United States has a cooperative extension office. And you can look that up in the front of your phone book. Under county governments, you look for cooperative extension, give them a call and ask to speak to the 4-H representative. And they can put you in contact with the closest club to your home. Or sometimes that club doesn't have a poultry project, but then they can tell you which club does and who the leader is, their telephone number, and also how many different projects they have and how many times a month they meet or what day of the month they meet. Usually it's only once a month that clubs meet. After you join a 4-H club, oftentimes you have to decide upon which projects you want to do, and then there's project meetings during the month. So if you join a 4-H club, you've got at least two meetings a month if all you do is join poultry. And as 4-H alumni, I can say that some counties are way better than others at putting together an excellent 4-H poultry program.
Ain't that the truth?
But usually within a county or within a state, depending on the size of the state, you can pretty much network and get in contact with the really good clubs and get to work with them from time to time, if it's not too far away, to get what you want done. Now, for some of the urban poultry keepers out there, folks who don't have acres and acres to raise a cow, a pig, a sheep, and a llama, but you have your chickens, maybe you're in the city, or maybe you're in the city and you don't have chickens, and you're still a youngster looking for something to do, 4-H has a program, actually several programs, that are based upon knowledge that allow you to still participate in 4-H poultry. You've heard me speak about Avian Bowl from time to time?
Yes,
and
Avian Bowl.
Yes.
I take the Avian Bowl with a side of French fries and a Diet Coke.
Ah, very good.
Sorry, the Avian Bowl.
I think you bowled a strike with that one. Ha ha.
I mentioned it on the Facebook, and somebody said, Avian Bowl, what's that? So we had to explain. Yep, Avian Bowl.
So if there's kids in the city who don't have chickens but still want to be interested in animals or agriculture, or just maybe you have a few city chickens and you want to participate in 4-H, you can form an Avian Bowl team. So basically you get your hands on an Avian Bowl manual and you study the sections that are posted for each year. And it's a quiz bowl or a knowledge bowl with questions on poultry topics. So usually you have a buzzer system, and you ring in and give your answer to the question that the judge asks you, and you're up against another team, and whoever rings in first gets a shot at answering the question. So at the national level, each state sends an Avian Bowl team, and they compete at the National Avian Bowl competition. But there's other contests out there, too. There's also a chicken barbecue contest, the 4-H Chicken Q contest. And it's also...
I can donate
4-H.
A bird. A barbecue contest. Hey, Brighton, do you think Love would be up to that one?
No!
I think that's a favorite bird.
Yep.
I think Love might win that barbecue contest if you just let me try one time. That's all I'm asking.
No, I raised him from a baby. And
you raised him from a baby. That means that he's just going to be that much more tender and juicy.
No.
Okay, Bright.
Well, the chicken barbecue contest is basically where you have to give a presentation about chicken, and there's also a turkey barbecue contest where you also have to give a presentation, but about turkey. And then there's also a cooking portion where you actually barbecue your chicken, which I believe for a turkey is a turkey half breast of turkey, and for the chicken it's half a chicken. You get two.
See, we only need to use half of Love.
Oh.
We just have to use half of Love, right?
No.
You can have the other half. We'll take the other half. That's okay.
No, No.
Well, maybe you could use another chicken. How about that, Brighton? Well, either way, you can barbecue a chicken, and you have to use, you know, safe food handling techniques. And so you get to learn a lot about self-confidence, making a presentation, handling food safely and confidently, and also presenting a final product for a taste test. Now, I've never been the taste tester at Nationals, but I think I was kind of glad that I wasn't the taste tester last year, because those kids were out there in freezing cold November weather cooking their barbecue chicken and barbecued turkey. Oh, my goodness. But it's not always that way at Nationals, but last year was just a cold one. There's also two more contests in 4-H that I wanted to talk about. The first has to do with eggs, and that's the egg preparation demonstration. No poultry experience required. It's mostly giving you skills on self-confidence and communication through a presentation or a demonstration. What you do is you cook an egg dish while talking about the poultry industry, food safety, and also your dish and how to prepare it. Maybe a little history on that dish, too. And, you know, like, say, one year someone did angel food cake. Well, they did an excellent job about talking through the functional properties of eggs and how foaming and aeration is one of them and how important it is for angel food cake when you're dealing with egg whites. So that's just another one of the contests that you can do. And as I said, you don't have to have any bird handling, no bird ownership required. So if you're a city chick, then you can go ahead and participate in that program, no problem. The last I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brighton.
Are we allowed to cook guinea too?
No, there's not a guinea contest. Sorry. But you can cook it at home and eat it yourself.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say yes, because all my guineas are acting crazy.
Well, they're guineas, all right. Sometimes guineas can get worked up, but other times they'll be calm as can be.
Yeah, and sometimes they attack my chickens.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But guinea is good eating, I'll say that. I had it once, and it's all dark meat, very yummy. But I've never barbecued it. That would be something new to try.
Yeah. I can do the turkey contest.
You have a turkey at home?
Yeah, and I'm going to find another boy and another.
Ah. Well, maybe you could raise up the turkey poults and use one of the young ones for your turkey queue or turkey barbecue. Or you could just go to the grocery store and get turkey breast and use that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I can enter the egg contest right now.
The egg preparation demonstration.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, Brighton. What you have to do is start tasting all kinds of egg recipes, from deviled eggs on up to souffles, and see which one you absolutely love the best. And then start practice cooking it. And then we'll talk again about your presentation a little bit later on. So start eating lots and lots of egg dishes.
Yeah,
sound
I've
good?
Been doing that.
Good.
And one of my favorites I already have is cream corn with the eggs.
Ah, ooh, very good. Do you know what a frittata is?
No, not yet.
I think you should look that one up, and then you can try making one of those next.
Yeah, I've had deviled eggs, all sorts.
Ah, yum. Well, I gotta say, my very first egg dish was a deviled egg, and I won my favorite foods contest in 4-H and still love deviled eggs. I try a new recipe each time I make it. Well, one last contest that everybody can do is poultry judging contest. Now, it does help if you have egg or bird handling experience for this contest, because you do actually have to hold a chicken without dropping it. And the other things it teaches you is how to grade chicken meat, how to grade eggs, and how to assess the quality and productivity of a laying hen. And after you're done assessing the productivity of a laying hen, you have to give a presentation on which, on why you chose which hen for first, second, third, and fourth. So there you have it. Those are some great contests. Also in FFA, you can do the exact same contest, poultry judging contest. Although they have a few extra categories, like how to judge further processed poultry products. So what you actually have to do is take a look at a plate of nuggets and not eat them, but take a look at a plate of nuggets and see what's wrong with them. Sometimes they get stuck together. That's called a cluster. Sometimes they get burned. So that's a color variation. Another thing you get to do in the FFA competition is you get to judge broiler breeders. Because these kids in FFA are high school age and up, and they're on their way to college eventually, so a lot of the kids that participate in the poultry judging contest for FFA, they often are looking maybe at the poultry industry for jobs or for college. And so that teaches them one of the skills is how to assess which broiler breeders they want to keep in their flock and which ones they want to cull. Because they're not good quality, or maybe they have a defect, or so on and so forth. So if you're a part of FFA, you can participate in club activities through your high school, and you can also participate in specific poultry projects, such as the poultry judging contest, and you can also enter your county fair with your, sometimes they have meat bird or egg layer categories or dozen egg categories. Sometimes you can enter showbirds if you have them. So if you can choose 4-H or FFA or both when you're older, because 4-H goes up all the way to age 18, or I'm sorry, 19. Depends on when you were born in the year, actually. It's at 18 as of January 1st, I believe. So if your birthday's later in the year, you're good to go. Now, I do know several people in your chat room are from the East Coast, so I'm going to throw out some names first of clubs from the West Coast, and we'll see if anybody in your chat room gives a shout-out to clubs that are nearest them. All right. Everybody who's listening, are any of you in the Los Angeles, San Diego, Santa Barbara area? Give me a cluck hello there, because you have several clubs in your area. Was that you, Brighton? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Oh, sorry. Whisper had me confused there. We have a question in the chat room. What age can you start FFA when you get to high school? And I'm not exactly sure what age that is, but you can look it up, or you can talk to your ag instructor at your high school, and they should be able to tell you. And not all high schools have FFA, so you do have to start making some inquiries. Let's see. So we don't have any shout-outs from the Los Angeles, San Diego, and in Santa Barbara area. How about the Central Coast? Anybody a member of the Central Coast Feather Fanciers? That's a good club near San Luis Obispo in California. They have a couple of shows. Well, October is usually when they have their shows, and it'll be October 9th and 10th in 2010. It's a good little club that has frequent meetings. It's a very close-knit club. There's also the Bakersfield Feather Fanciers. There's also, in the central part of California, there's the Pacific Poultry Breeders Association. They have a very big show in Stockton, California, that runs about, I think it's late January every year. There's also the Humboldt Poultry Fancier. And that is up in Arcata, Eureka area of California, again, on the coast. And that's a very nice, small, little show. It's a lot of fun to go to because everything is so tight-knit. And the really neat thing about that club, there's a member of the club that hand-carves every award and works on it all year. It's amazing. So that's a lot of fun to attend if you get the opportunity to go there to that one show. And it's a nice little club to participate in if you're looking for something near you. There's also a club in the Columbia River Valley near Stevenson, Washington. They have a show, I believe, twice a year. And so if you're in the Oregon, Washington area, there's a club up there that you can participate in. Also, there's also a club in Montana. There's a couple of clubs in Arizona. And in the northern part of Nevada, there's a smaller club that has a show annually that you can participate in. Andy, do you need to take a commercial break?
Yeah, top of the hour, we'll take a commercial break. When we come back, because that's very important, when we come back, I want you to tell us again all about the grant program and how to enter and the whole nine yards there, because we can't enter every day. But then we'll get back for just a kind of a wrap-up of some more clubs across the country for both adults and children. And obviously don't want to forget about the APA and the ABA. They come on the show every month, great organizations and clubs there. So we'll go to commercial break, and we come back. We got to hear more about the grant that we all need to vote for on a daily basis, and then we'll wrap it up with the clubs for adults and children, poultry clubs, and then we'll get into our chicken trivia contest for today. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this short break.
Yay! Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
All right, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My special co-host today is 9-year-old Brighton Duncan, future poultry scientist, and of course, the real, the one and only, PhD poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, Dr. Bridget McRae is here with us, and she's talking all about poultry clubs for adults and children all across the country, FFA, 4-H, ABA, APA, and all the other private clubs that are out there, membership clubs. It's great. But we want to pause for a minute from that so she can tell us a little bit more about this awesome grant. There's a new YouTube out regarding and publicizing this grant, which is awesome. Got to get on my Facebook page this afternoon. And you can vote every single day, not just once and say, okay, I'm done with it and forget about it. Every single day you can vote. That's $250,000, and it goes to an awesome, awesome study. Bridget, tell us all about it.
Hi, everybody. I'm back again. Wanted to take a moment to remind you to vote today, because I think a lot of people are missing the point that every day this month you can vote for this idea, this project idea. Now, we're proposing to do the Campus Chicken Compost Project, where we would like to take the food waste and divert it from landfills, food waste from our campus, divert it from the landfill to the chickens here on campus. Some of the questions that I've been getting is, what kind of food waste are we talking about? Well, we're not talking about forks and knives and plates and wrappers and straws and that sort of thing. We're talking just food. So and a part of a study that we did earlier this year, quite a bit of food is wasted on our campus. And I said, well, let's put one of the ideas to work from City Chicks. Let's see if it really can be done reasonably and without harm to the birds. How much food can we divert from the landfills? And so what we'll do is have 8 pens. 7 pens will be used for putting food waste into and turning into compost, and 1 pen will be left alone. We won't put any sort of food waste in there. And we're going to compare and see if there's any depreciation in the health of the birds. We're going to see if there's egg quality issues. We're going to see if the behavior is different, so on and so forth. So we're actually going to compare these two groups and at the same time see how much food waste we divert from the landfill. Hopefully that'll answer some questions that some of the folks have been asking me since we started advertising this. And actually, one of the students here at Delaware State University did a wonderful job. She created a short little brief animation that gives you just a tiny little snapshot of what we're trying to do. And she put that up on YouTube. So I believe Andy and both myself have put that up on our Facebook pages. So if you want to look for that, you can play that and get a chuckle out of it and pass it on to your friends and see if they don't get a chuckle out of it. But we do ask you to vote every day. I know one of my coworkers was asking me, well, how come I have to sign in the first time? And what it does is it puts you into their system, and that makes it a lot easier for signing in every time thereafter. You just put in your name and your passcode or your password, and you just vote from there. But the first time, yes, you do have to fill out a form to get signed in, which is quick and easy. Not too big of a deal unless you're kind of a anti-form kind of person. And there are those folks out there. But I'll encourage you to vote every day. We'll know by the end of the month how we did. And if there are folks with further questions out there, I'll encourage you to first take a look at what we've got briefly written down in our proposal. And if you have other questions, you can ask away either through today, through the radio show, or you can type it into the chat box or so on and so forth. Just feel free to ask away. So, any questions on you all's part? Did I miss anything in that quick, brief little explanation of what all we're trying to do?
No, I think that works great. I think everybody in the chat room was saying it's a great project and really cool, and other people are saying they're going to post it on their Facebook wall and spread the news and try to get it ranked up there to where we can get that $250,000. And, you know, a lot of people asked the percentage, you know, if you have a charity, what percentage actually goes to administrative costs and what percentage goes actually to the charity. And just to let everybody know that $249,000 of that actually comes to Chicken Whisper Incorporated. The other $1,000 actually goes to the project. So I just want to let everybody know that just before...
No, it does not. Oh, my goodness.
No,
oh, for heaven's sakes. No, such is not the case.
You can see a price breakdown on actually the site to where all the money is. It's a whole breakdown of where the $250,000 would actually go, from chicks to coops to fencing to feed, to really the whole nine yards. So you can take a look at where that money actually would go for this study, and it would be an awesome study for chickens in general. That would be an actual study. Hopefully it'll be positive, that we can take into courtrooms all across the country to city council members and saying, look, you know, it is true. We can actually, and here's the study. It's not just, oh, yeah, it's not black and white. Here it is right there. We've got the factual information that, yes, chickens can help limit this going into the landfill. It can help with the environment. It can help with the gases. It can help with, so, yeah, this would be actually a very good very, very good. Oh, they're saying I need to go to the corner for some reason. I've been pretty good today in the show. But, yeah, so you can see where all that money is actually going to go. That's all going into the project, and it could help the backyard poultry, just poultry in general, tremendously. So just, I mean, once you register, Bridget, you're right. Once you take that 5 minutes, 3 minutes to register the first time, you just sign, you know, you visit, you vote, and you're done. And it's very simple. But you try to remember to do it every single day. I almost forgot yesterday. I'll be the first one to admit I almost forgot, but I promise I did vote again yesterday. I surely did,
Thank you.
I'll do it again today.
Thank you very much.
And I need to post that YouTube on the on my Facebook page as well, because it was done. It was pretty fun. It was a fun video. It was entertaining to watch.
Very cute. Yeah, I'm going to ask my student to see if she'd be willing to do another one like that that explains a little bit more detail about what we're trying to do this time around. Well, one
Perfect.
Of the things that I was going to talk about next are clubs for adults. Now, I'm going to start with poultry breed clubs, and I was going through some of the regional clubs. I know that there are clubs in Virginia. There's the Sussex County Poultry Fanciers up in New Jersey, a very old, very prestigious club. Where I'm located, there's the Delmarva Poultry Fanciers, and that encompasses the entire peninsula. There's also the Susquehanna and York Poultry Clubs and Shows. But just about anywhere you are in the United States, there's a poultry show near you. And you can look that up and find the nearest one to you. If it's not listed as a poultry show, just look for the nearest poultry club or breed club, and they can help point you in the right direction. So if there's somebody out there who's wild for Araucanas or Americanas, there's a club for you. Like when I was younger, I did the Crested Fowl Fanciers Club, and I also did the Hamburg Club, because those were the two very first breeds that I used. And the Crested Fowl Fanciers is based out of Alabama nowadays. And the Hamburg the Hamburg Club is, let's see if I can find that in a timely manner. The Hamburg Club isn't jumping out at me at the moment, but it's still there. What you can do is, if you get into showing a particular breed, you can join these clubs and you earn points, which places you closer to being a kind of a master of a breed, or maybe you just want more camaraderie with fellow breeders of your particular breed of interest. And so you can join these clubs. I know a gentleman down in Virginia who has Japanese Bantams, and he's quite an expert on this, and he belongs to the Japanese Bantam Breeders Association. So you can look these breeds up. You can look up these clubs. Sometimes the breed club information isn't always the most current or up-to-date, so chase down those telephone numbers if you really want to get a hold of the current president and join their club. Usually they're very nominal, maybe $5, $10 club fees to join for the year. And then, of course, I'll encourage you to participate in their club activities and get to know your fellow poultry fanciers. For the backyard folks, you can definitely participate in the breed clubs, but sometimes in certain parts of the United States, you can look around and find a backyard chicken club. Like there's one in Gainesville. There's meetup groups, some of which have been started by Andy the Chicken Whisperer. And I do believe the Austin Backyard Poultry Meetup Group is the largest in the nation. Is that correct, Andy?
The Atlanta one, yeah. Austin is back there. Yeah, the Atlanta has 1,163 members, approaching 1,200 members, and I think Austin is somewhere between 600 and 700 right now.
Okay. Well, if there's interest in starting a backyard poultry club on Delmarva, I can certainly assist with that, but I certainly would have to hear from folks in the area if there is actually interest. But, of course, there's also the Delmarva Poultry Fanciers Club, and a lot of the backyard folks participate in that club as is, because every time we meet, which is excepting during fair, which is monthly, there's always something new to learn, and they enjoy the camaraderie of the club because we do meet regularly and we do talk about timely topics. We also do have opportunities where folks can learn how to show their birds. And so occasionally we'll have meetings where one of the breeders will bring four of their hens or four of their cockerels and teach people how to actually judge that breed. And you can learn and get a little bit closer towards your understanding of show poultry and why one bird is better than the other or sort of things that you want to breed out at the time. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about were the meetup groups. And Andy, you've had a great deal of experience in starting up and maintaining meetup groups, so I was going to actually play into that fact for teaching people how to do that. So there is a startup fee, correct?
For the meetup groups, yes. Well, it's actually depending on what type of sign up you want to do. It's to join, it's free. Most all of our meetings are free. The special events are the most case for free, totally free. The organizer of the event there's a fee monthly to use the meetup programming and I guess the web hosting, if you want to call it that. I like it so much better than Yahoo groups and the other type of online groups because it's just organized so well. It's got a lot of awesome features on it. So if you just like pay monthly, it's $19 a month. If you pay for the whole year in advance, it may be $9 a month. I can get a coupon code from Meetup. They're located and headquartered in New York. And so for the first, I think you can pay up to 6 months. If you pay for example, the 6 month program, you get 50% off for the first 6 months. And then to try it out, if you want to, you have 50% off, I think, up to the 6 month program. So it can be very affordable. But what we do a lot of times is we'll, at each of the meetings, we'll pass a hat. For basically donations. We've bought banners with it. We've bought name tags, pens, pencils, so, you know, the ongoing kind of clerical items that we need. And then any extra, we have three big events a year, like a chicken stock in the spring, Eggtoberfest in October, and then a Christmas party. And then for the most part with those events, the club from those funds will buy hot dogs, hamburgers, buns, and condiments and things, and everybody bring a side dish. And then We do that a lot of times. So, yeah, totally and completely free. The organizer is never really out of pocket. You can even get sponsors for your group as well. Maybe you have a local feed company or feed and seed that would like to sponsor it and pay that $20 a month or less if you pay for the whole year in advance. And then, of course, a lot of the sponsors like to donate prizes for door prizes for these as well to help get people into the door. So I really like Meetup a lot better than some of the Yahoo groups and other things like that. It's just a lot more user-friendly,
It just requires someone to step up and say, hey, I'll coordinate the monthly meetings. Y'all just show up.
Correct.
Okay. So for those of you who are out there in the chat room, if you're part of a poultry club, a backyard poultry group, or a meetup group, type into your chat box right now, yes, I'm a member. Unless you're Andy, because you're in timeout, apparently, according to the chat box.
I've got, what do they call it? I've got life without parole in timeout.
Oh, oh man.
Very funny.
That's what happens when you are married to a teacher. I've got life without parole in timeout with a dunce cap on. Used to it.
Oh, man. That's pretty bad.
Oh, Lordy. Hey, you know what?
Here.
Hey, we do what? What, Brighton?
Jen is here. If you want.
She came back. She's got open house tonight, so she came home a little early to freshen up for that. So, but hey, you know what's time? It's time for our McMurray Hatchery Thursday Chicken Trivia Contest, and we have an awesome, awesome prize today. You can see it on our Facebook page. It's a limited edition, numbered, autographed print by the artist, one of 500. Limited edition. It's called Morning Strut, and it was not named after me walking out to get the paper at the curb every morning, but it could have been. And so it's valued at $40, and we're going to give that away to one lucky listener. And what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the call-in number now, which never changes for our regular listeners, and then Bridget is going to give us the trivia question here in a moment. So the call-in number, if you're feeling lucky and you think you might be lucky enough to be caller number 10, then you want to call 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. If you feel lucky and you think you can be caller number 10 and have the right answer to the following chicken trivia question from our wonderful friend, Dr. Bridget McRae. And so let's hear the question, Bridget.
All right. This is a very, very old tradition. So, and this question comes from, it's an avian bowl question. I do have several hundred of these questions to pull from. So, Andy, if you ever need them, just give me a holler. This comes from the Eggcyclopedia and the Avian Bowl Manual. So, the question is, in Central Europe, peasants rubbed this on their plows hoping to improve their crops. What was it they rubbed on their plows?
Interesting. Interesting chicken trivia question today. If you'll read it one more time, then I'll give the number, and then we'll go to a short commercial break while the phone lines light up. One more time, Bridget.
In Central Europe, peasants rubbed this on their plows, hoping to improve their crops. What was it they rubbed on their plows?
Okay, perfect. If you know the answer to that, I'm afraid of what Penny's answer might be. But if you think you know the answer to this question and you're lucky enough to be caller number 10 and have the right answer, you'll win a beautiful print from McMurrayHatchery.com, which is sponsoring today's chicken trivia contest. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break as the phone lines light up. We'll come back and we'll see if we can't have a winner from McMurrayHatchery.com.
Hey, Andy, before you...
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
crazy fool.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us. Give me one second here to get prepared to get this number down. I want to thank Dr. Bridget McRae for joining us today, talking about adult and child poultry clubs all across the country. Very informative. And, of course, my wonderful co-host sitting in for Pat Foreman today. We miss Pat. She'll be joining us back tomorrow on Fun Friday. But 9-year-old Brighton Duncan, future PhD in poultry scientist. And, of course, one more time with the question, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Bridget?
Okay. In Central Europe, peasants rubbed this on their plows, hoping to improve their crops. What was it they rubbed on their plows?
Perfect. I'm going to update just to make sure we have everybody that's called in queue here, and then I'm going to go to caller number 10. Let me get the here we go. Perfect. All right. We're going to the phone lines now. Caller number 10. Well, let's see if we brought them on air. Let it up. There it is. Yep, had to wait for the update. All righty, caller, you are live on the air, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Calling caller from area code 316. Area code 316, you're on the air. State your name and what state you're calling from.
Leslie from Kansas.
Leslie from Kansas. Are you in the chat room today, Leslie?
Yeah.
is your chat room name?
Kansas.
And we're going to take a crack at it. What do you think the, no pun intended, going to take a crack at it? What do you think the answer is?
Eggs.
Very good. Congratulations. You did a good job.
That's awesome, Leslie. Congratulations. You won an awesome limited edition numbered and signed print, one of 500 from McMurrayHatchery.com, signed by the artist. And what I'll be doing is calling you right after the show. I'll get your shipping address, get it over to Matthew at McMurrayHatchery.com. Great folks that support this show every month and come on every week and sponsor every Thursday is sponsored by McMurray Hatchery. And so we thank them. And, of course, Leslie, we thank you for listening. Without our listeners, without our chatters, without our fans, I would be sitting here yapping into a microphone to myself. And so we thank you for listening, and which means we thank all of our sponsors who want to contact you who are listening. So, Leslie, I'll call you after the show. Thanks so much.
All right.
Perfect. And, Bridget, thank you very much. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks and in a couple of Thursdays. I hope you have a good couple of weeks and don't stay too busy. But I want to remind everybody to continue to vote for Bridget's possible grant, $250,000. We hope that she's going to be a big winner for that. And you can get online and do that every single day, vote every single day. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bridget.
Thank you, Andy, and thank you, Brighton.
Thank Bridget?
I'm sorry, Brighton?
I don't know if my mom told you this, but did you know that my very first show, Love the Chicken, that Andy was talking about?
Oh, really? Oh, that's
yep.
wonderful.
One, first place large fowl.
Excellent. Congratulations. See, everyone can do just a great job, just like Brighton did his first time out. Way to go, Brighton.
Yeah. That's all I had
all
to say.
All right. Well, no, that's fine. Thank you so much for being my co-host today, Brighton. We appreciate it. And, folks, tune in tomorrow. It's another fun Friday. We'll be giving away lots of great prizes, which means there'll be lots of great chicken trivia and a lot more fun in the chicken chat room. I've got to go get in the corner, put my dunce hat on, and get in time out. According to my wife, I've been a bad boy. So, but we'll see you tomorrow. Time out normally doesn't last more than 24 hours. So we'll see you tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in today.